Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
My shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, on the grind.
Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
So this is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Smoke cheaper, cheaper, smoke cheaper, cheaper. You're so hot.
Yeah,
I
keep
it
in my pocket,
it
don't make sense,
but
don't make a profit. So I hustle, ladies,
homie,
make money.
I'm out here for a bill. Ain't nobody
trying to get this money for
the
real.
I went to find a
thing
to save my life. So I hustle, hustle.
It ain't over for me, no, it ain't over for me.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? It is Alex, the Fantasy Football Hustler, back at you. What is going down, everybody? We got another fantasy Q&A session. Let's get down to biz. We got Stranger in the house. What up, Stranger? Shout out to the Houday Nation. What up, what up? Emil, shout out to Canada. Salute. Kelly, what up? Said, is it the season yet? What do we got? 50-something days. 50-something days. Who's here with an exact count? How many days till the NFL season? Well, actually, hold on. How many weeks do we got? Because we are right there to the week. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So what's that? 56 days? 56 days until the start of the NFL season. Let's go. Ha, Tino said, I woke up and found out it was still Thursday. So what the fuck? When did you wake up and fall asleep? Woke up hella early and then passed back out. All right. Start off with a nice smoke sesh. And you've got some questions, throw them in the chat. Throw those questions in the chat. Yeah, we got... We got some waking and we got some bacon to do. We'll get a song going. Stranger, what are you smoking on over there? Always interested in the goods that Stranger is smoking on. Oh, hold on. Dump this ashtray.
All right.
Here we go. Man, we had another draft last night. Insane insanity. For our 7-10 draft. If anybody's trying to get into a dynasty league, I have a dynasty league where two people just backed out last second. They were the only two who hadn't paid yet. So we got a $30 dynasty league going. It's a super flex offense only. The two people who jump in next and pay, you guys are in, and we are starting today. Jaws in the house. What up, bro? Puffing on some pancake again. Good early morning strain. Nice. Does it give you like, is there any kind of like syrupy hint like in there? Like that's what I think when I think of pancake, like some kind of flavor that makes it almost a syrupy like hint to the weed. You tell me. Very curious. All right. What are we going to smoke? What are we going to smoke to first? This one never gets old. What the hell's wrong with Instagram? For some reason. A lot of times when I'm streaming to Instagram, it doesn't work. I don't know what the hell's going on. Smoke some weed.
Ice cube, motherfucker, motherfucker.
Bob Marley. Hold on. Smoke some weed. Hit the bomb. Smoke some weed. Ryan, what up? Receiver series on Netflix is good. I already got several offers for Kittle. Now I don't want to trade him. That's what's funny, man. These shows come out, it increases people's value for sure. That's why I usually never go for players that are on Hard Knocks. Because, and shit, now receiver might be one of those, but it's tough because you got like Amon-Ra St. Brown, George Kittle, Justin Jefferson, right? So it's hard to avoid those guys. But notoriously, I avoided players that were on Hard Knocks because they always get a popularity bump because of the show. And just makes you have to draft guys earlier. Y'all said, which dino guys are you liking in this range? Shipley, Braylon Allen, Tracy, Guarendo, Rasheen Ali. Braylon Allen. I'm a little nervous about Guarendo, especially because you got Elijah Mitchell over there, but I feel like I just want pieces of the 49ers. So I feel like Braylon Allen and Guarendo, those would be the two guys. But, you know, we're talking dark throws. Like, all these guys are, like, real similar dark throws. So. Braylon Allen's the top guy out of those. Oh, shit. Look at David back in the house. Said, what up, Alex, your boy David from Florida. Getting about to be that time, homie. So got some gas growing. There we go. I can't wait for the yearly pictures. Let's get it. Dude, so we got the auction leagues going. We got the vampire leagues going. None drafted until August. But we got to get you in now. Get your seat reserved. In some of those. Tino said Devontae is hard not to like after watching receivers. I believe it, man. Do anybody got a zone? I ain't your papa, but daddy is a rolling stone. Daddy is a rolling stone. Shit you on, unless it's on a motherfucking green tone. I'm in the throne with two bottles of Patron. You need a loan. Let's see, I know I got some videos. The family stone. Nigga gone. Tell him Ice Cube is home. Gorilla niggas. Here come King Kong. This is West Coast nigga thinking. California quicksand got a nigga sinking. I can give a fuck what you niggas drinking. This is West Coast nigga thinking. California quicksand got a nigga sinking. I can give a fuck what you bitches drinking. My family. Ice Cube motherfucker. Smoke some weed. All right, so you got the videos. Dance, have you seen it yet? Hush, you need to see it when JJ coughs up blood after a hit. No, I haven't seen it. I don't know. Today might be the day. Today might be the day that we start it. Smoke some weed. But yeah, we're going to real soon. We're going to have to get into that. We got Hard Knocks as well that we still got to watch. Chad said between Marshawn Lloyd and Jalen Wright, Red's body type seems unusual. There's not sure if it's detrimental or a lot. I mean, I like Marshawn Lloyd better than Jalen Wright, like anyways. But again, you know, we're talking super, super dart throws, you know, at that time either way. Like none of these guys that we're talking about, like, are necessarily highly sought after. They're the dart throws, man. They're the dart throws. Let me see. Speaking of Hard Knocks, I do got a Hard Knocks clip here. Smoke some weed.
You tape on? I watched that neighbor dude. Dude's a baller.
Neighbors or Tom's?
Neighbors.
You watch him?
I watched him all day today.
Yeah, he'll be a good interview for us.
How do you handle losing? Be straight.
Not at all. I really hate it. I hate losing more than I love winning.
Okay, and then how do you handle not being involved early in the game?
How do I handle it?
Yeah.
I handle it pretty tough. especially, you know, during the week.
That's what I'm looking for.
Been in the offense, you know, in the week, you know, putting in the work with the one offense, getting a lot of plays, you know, known to be called for me. So if I'm not in the in those plays and not getting the ball, you know, I'm pretty hard on it.
I don't mind that. You know, I want guys that want to get the ball, but you, and I want guys that hate losing. But you got to learn how to harness that a little bit.
Right.
You know,
I want guys that hate losing, but we want you to play for the Giants, where all we do is lose.
I want guys that want the ball.
Yes, sir.
You know, sometimes you lose. I mean, I lose it too as a coach, but I got to learn how to harness that good.
Gotcha.
Top. Giants suck. Josh said those last two are sneaking into the first round of Dyna rookie drafts and some. What? What? I mean, I know that. We did our dynasty drafts like, what, a month ago? 2 months ago for some of these? But, dude, those guys are sneaking into the first round? Why? Like, I'm guessing it's a single QB league. I feel like there's no other reason why, but why? Like Marshawn Lloyd, I mean, yeah, you're behind Josh Jacobs. Like, do we need to go back to like recent history of like AJ Dillon? And like how like Packers are just really bad at drafting and they draft for the future. And guy like funny because a guy like AJ Dillon, second round pick from years ago, they bring in a running back to start over him. Like I don't know. Marshawn Lloyd's never going to be the guy over there. I mean, it would take some injuries, but I don't know. Marshawn Lloyd's a dart throw, like, to me. And then, let's see. Jalen Wright. Oh, yeah, fuck, with Tennessee. Or no. He played at Tennessee. He's on the Dolphins. I mean, the only way that I would like a fourth round running back, and I mean, it's a rookie draft, so either way, like, you're gonna take some shots, but why would anybody take shots on any of those running backs in the first round over any of the wide receivers that are going in the first round? Like, that's where I'm a little confused. Like, you're gonna pick Marshawn Lloyd or Jalen Wright over, I don't know, guys like Keon Coleman. I mean, Keon Coleman was going in the second round in a lot of these drafts, like early second round. Like Damian Pierce, a couple years ago, he warranted a first round pick, and he was getting drafted in the early second. And if guys listen to me, I said Damian Pierce, one of those guys worth jumping up for and getting because there's nobody in front of him. Like, he's got the best opportunity. And I mean, shit, just those two guys specifically. I mean, Lloyd, you're on the Packers. You're behind Josh Jacobs and you're behind AJ Dillon. I mean, I know AJ Dillon's gotten hurt here or there, but he's never sustained any kind of huge injury where he's out for like the year or half a year. And like Josh Jacobs, like, when has he ever really gotten an injury where he's just like missing a shit ton of games? And then Jalen Wright on the Dolphins. I mean, come on. Like, I mean, we got A-Chain and we got Mostert. I mean, obviously those guys don't scream like super healthy, but they're going to, like, the only way that Jalen's coming in there is because of injury. Like, there's a lot of these wide receivers. Like, they could be a wide receiver too, like, on their team in a couple weeks. So that's what I think the difference is. People are needing running backs. Those two up. Dude, and Benson, like, why? I mean, yeah, I guess those would be the next guys. I mean, running backs are just trash, like, this year. Like, it's crazy that people are going to be spending their first round rookie pick on running backs. Like, that's dumb. That's dumb. I trade away that first round pick for a more established running back. Like, if people are really thinking for the future like that, like, man, all these running backs are horrible. Brooks included. Benson, not going to be good, man. Not going to be good. Like, none of these guys this year have me excited. Like, I did not want to draft any of these running backs this year. Not none. I mean, man, the wide receivers, like, and a lot of these running backs, if they don't get in there and start, they're losing value for this year as well. Like, that's another thing that sucks about these running backs. Like, you either come in and your value goes way up, or you're blah and your value goes way down. And I guess that's what sucks about these running backs is I feel like a lot of them are very, very, very blah. David said offseason was wild. I'm getting used to the big name, new team. And he said facts, running backs are getting phased out unless you're top three or four. And even that, like, I mean, it's funny because he didn't even name Corum in there. And it was Brooks, Benson, and Corum. I mean, those were the top three that I feel like people were paying up for the most. And those are like second round guys. But it's also, I'm talking about super flex league. So, Jaws, if you're not talking about a super flex league, I can totally understand. But either way, like, that's crazy. Like, you're telling me that there's going to be like five or six running backs going in the first round in some of these drafts. Like, man, that is just, I would say that's very, very team specific drafting. And also, maybe this league just, you know, having certain ideologies, maybe. Because the wide receivers, man. I mean, there's like, this is a wide receiver QB class. I'm going in on all the wide receivers over all the running backs. JPZ, what up, what up? He said, Huss and the football fam. What up, JPZ? What's going down, bro? Let's smoke it up. Let's see, I got another video here. This one is Shay Shay and Chad. Talking about Anthony Richardson
thinks playing in the NFL is easier than college.
Whoa. And I love you, baby, but come on now. Stop playing now.
Ocho, how many Anthony Richardson teammates at Florida you think in the NFL? 15? 20? How many of his Indianapolis Colts are in the NFL? All of them. All of them.
He tripping though, man. As a quarterback, you can't say nothing like that. Don't get nobody no bullets to board material, man. Don't do that.
You know they're coming. Every guy go hit him, go say, hey, was college like this?
He's a phenomenal talent. I'm not taking nothing away from him, but don't do that. Don't set yourself up for that. If he feels that college is a little bit more difficult than the NFL, that means collegiate teams can be NFL teams in. Remember how they used to say Alabama teams to be the NFL team?
You get somebody hurt. Get somebody hurt, man. Man, they're grown ass men. You playing for books.
Yeah. So Anthony Richardson, he's going to have a target. He's going to have a target on his back. That's for sure. Josh said, yeah, I wanted Corum. Had to pick between Lloyd and Wright. Okay. Yes. One QB. Okay. Now that makes sense. That makes sense. Because super flex league, like, no way those guys are getting drafted in the first round. But single QB, I could dig it. I could totally understand. It is crazy that there would be five RBs going in the first round, though. Four or five, whatever. That's crazy. How many RBs went in the first round, Jaws, in that league specifically? Had to choose between Lloyd and Wright. Who'd you choose? I feel like I would choose Lloyd, but who'd you choose? Arsenault Brian on Facebook. What up, what up? Get those fantasy football questions in. Marco from the future. Salute. What's going down, Marco? What do you guys think about Anthony Richardson saying that NFL's easier than college for someone who's only played, three games? In the NFL, like, these are just the red flags, man. That's why I never really liked him as a prospect. Never. Marco said got offered Edwards for a third round pick. If you're rebuilding, sure. But if you're not rebuilding, if you're not giving up on the season already, just hold him. I mean, a third round pick, I mean, that's nothing anyways. You know, I mean, unless you play in leagues with IDP, and even then, you know, it's still not that great. Josh said, did take Lloyd, Purcell, Leggett. Tape didn't look all that great either. Wright's body just weirded me out. So now I'm curious, are Purcell and Leggett, are those like the next, like, players drafted? I'm assuming that's why you brought them up, because they were also in the convo. But yeah, who are some of the wide receivers drafted after you picked Lloyd? Now I'm just curious. Arsenault, where do you rank Gibbs out of the RBs this year? I believe he's top five. Nah, I mean, I'll put him. Feel like he's low end RB1 for me, like probably have him somewhere, and I'm not gonna draft him, but I mean, I gotta kind of put where people are drafting him into account, and I feel like, yeah, like 12-13 is where I would rank him for this draft. Yeah, Marcus, I'd say he's delusional. Oh, I'm getting Edwards, not giving him away. Oh, well, who's your, I mean, for a third round pick, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, these third rounders aren't really anything. Like, are you in like desperate need of RB help? Like, maybe I would do it, but yeah, this is the wrong time to be trading for running backs. Like, it really is. Like, I really do not want to trade for a running back in July, like right before we get to preseason and all that. Like, it's a horrible time to trade. If you get past preseason, your the picks that you have automatically get more value. Josh said 2-2 right after Corum and Coleman. Okay. Dare Bear, what up, what up? Arsenal said thanks. He's becoming his own. He's coming into his own. We will what the fuck? Why? Oh, there we go. Computer is freezing up on me. Yeah, I'm nervous about Gibbs. He gets hurt a lot, and I know he didn't get hurt last year, but he was behind one of the best lines in football, and I mean, he's, you know, just to like, he's just not, you know, I mean, I guess he is kind of behind one of the best lines in football still. I just get nervous about him, man. I really do. Plus, I think he's like really, really like hyped as hell. And like a lot of times, like the super hyped guys, like I feel like I don't want to pay up for. And then I just avoid them altogether. Marco from the future, I have JT Pacheco, James Cook, CEH. I don't even want to keep CEH, just the German League. Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's literally no reason to be trading for Gus Edwards and giving up a third when you got JT Pacheco, James Cook. I mean, if you were in some kind of like bind, you know, where you didn't even have maybe two good running backs, then that, you know, I'd be all for it. But no, there's no reason with those three and then still the draft to come. Robert, what up, bro? He said, morning, Hustler, in a dynasty league. On a dynasty league in general, what first round pick next year be for picks? Looking for like three second round picks. Okay, what do you mean? Say that again. I'm a little confused on what you're saying. I know next year, I mean, the QBs are supposed to suck a little bit. I don't really know what the next year's hype is all about. Like, we knew the hype was on QBs and wide receivers for the 2024 draft. I don't know about next year's draft yet because I don't really watch college. You know, I'm going to be watching it more this year and we'll be paying attention more. But yeah, like I'm not really sure. I just know you want to load up on as many first and second round picks as you can. I mean, that's something that you want to do no matter what. Jaws said next picks were Purcell, Donnie Mitchell, Wright, Leggett, Sanott, Burton. Yeah. Dare Bear, in my 8-man keeper league, I get 3 keepers with no round penalty. I'm keeping CMC and Amon-Ra for sure, definitely. And he said, but do I keep London or Hurts PPR league? So is it a super flex league? If it's single QB, I'm just keeping London. If it's super flex, I'm probably keeping Hurts. But even in an 8-man league, I mean, yeah, if it's single QB, I mean, you literally have zero reason to keep a QB. You'd want to keep the skill positions. So let me know, single QB or super flex? Single QB, yeah, I'm not keeping Hurts. There's no reason to. I mean, I don't know if London would go higher in a Hurts than Hurts in a single QB league, but I feel like he would. I just feel like there's more value there. And it's an eight-man single QB league. Like, you're going to be able to get a good QB to throw in there. Arsenal, him, Montgomery, not getting as many touches. Like ETN in Jacksonville, yeah. Uh-oh, Tino said, whoa, what you talking about over there, Tino? Let's see, in the same league, the guy who owns the 103 wants to trade with me. I got the 105. He's tried to bait me so I could get Neighbors or Odunze. Eh. I mean, I guess, like, how much is he going to want for those two extra spots? And are you that hell-bent on getting one of those wide receivers like that? Because if you're trading up for the 101, 102, I mean, that's different. You know, you're getting Marvin Harrison Jr. or Caleb. You know, you start 103 and down, it's like that's where it kind of turns into a crapshoot. Robert said, I'm wanting to trade my first round pick next year and looking for draft picks. Oh, for this upcoming draft. Okay, 2 seconds this year and one next year, for example. Nah, don't do that. Don't do that. You want to use those first round picks to get like your best, like get the best players that you can get. And I mean, trade that first for a player eventually versus like 2 seconds. Windy City Wolfman, what up? Would you say Coleman is a first, second rounder? I keep hearing so much hype around him. In a dynasty rookie? Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think he's a first rounder, definitely. Is that what you're talking about? You're talking about a dynasty league or are you talking about a redraft league? If we're talking about a redraft league, no way. Tina said, check it off the list. Next up, making him a Chargers fan. What did I say? What did I say? Marco said, seriously doubt that Neighbors is available at the 103. What? Is it a single QB league? Why would he not be there at the 103? Jazz said, no IDP guys were taken yet. Well, my pick of them at the moment, since Burton is gone, May and JJ there too. Feel like I'd rather have May than JJ. Yes, I just think at minimum QB8 is going to be decent. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, you might not get QB8 because there may be some people who have a doubled up QB spot and they have, you know, a top 10 QB as well. So, I mean, I wouldn't just automatically think you're going to get a top 8 QB, but it doesn't matter. Like, I mean, there's like 13, 14, 15 QBs that I'd be okay having. So either way. And he said, I also want a piece of that Falcons too. Yeah, I wouldn't keep Hurts. Yeah, just keep London. That's way better. Way better. Dan said, I could have swore. I heard you say you're watching NCAA this season. Well, I mean, yeah, I'm going to be watching more than I have in the past. I mean, what did I watch last year? Like four games? I think I watched. Actually, no. I don't think I watched. The only game that I watched in completion was the national championship game. Every other game that I saw was just like bits and pieces. Like, I watched a couple Colorado games. Like a couple pieces of a couple Colorado games, like shit like that. But yeah, I'm still going to say it's trash. I'm still going to call it out like when it's boring. But yeah, who knows? Maybe we'll be watching one game every Saturday for all I know. Who knows? Marco said, I don't want to swap picks anyways. Keep my fifth overall. It's pretty hard to do. Yeah, well, and I mean, but if you're not, yeah, I mean, you're going to have to give up something extra, right, to get that 103. I mean, why would someone just give up the 103 for the 105 without something extra? Jaws said, not hyped on any IDP rookies this year. I like Edrin Cooper. I like Junior Colson. Dallas Turner. Latu. I mean, being over there with the Colts should be good. Not that many, though. It was really a weak IDP year for college. Like, really, really weak. Not too top-heavy. Newbin, I mean, I feel like he's going to be the top. He might be – Newbin and Edrin Cooper and Junior Colson. I feel like those are going to be the three that compete for the most fantasy points as a rookie, not rookie of the year or anything. Cause like the way the fantasy points and rookie of the year, you know, sometimes they don't align. Like Sauce Gardner was the rookie of the year for fantasy. It was kind of whatever, you know, we want the guys who are getting a shitload of tackles, especially if you play an IDP 1, 2, 3, but yeah, Newbin, Cooper, Edrin Cooper, not Cooper DeJean, and Junior Colson. Those would be the three, and they should all start right from the jump. So that's why those three are the ones who I like the most as well, because if you come out with a bang, I mean, your value is only going to increase. And some of these guys, I mean, I've turned some of these rookies, I've got third, fourth round rookies, you know, into like kind of using as a throw in piece, but it's like a really good throw in piece, you know, to get a really good offensive player, you know. Oh, single QB. Okay. Two first teams definitely need wide receivers. Yeah. I mean, single QB. Okay. Yeah. Neighbors won't be there at the 103. It should be Marvin Harrison Jr. and then Neighbors going as the top two. Yeah, and it probably would be Odunze who'd be going there. That's what I would assume. Those three guys, I mean, those are some of the tops right there. Arsenal says Buff going to be good without main wide receiver weapons. I feel like Buffalo, like their defense, it's not super shabby. I'd still say they're above middle of the road, but I mean, they are kind of middle in the road with their defense. But I just feel like because of that, for fantasy, I feel like they're going to be good because Allen's going to have to throw it a lot. We just don't know who. So really, I mean, the cream will rise to the top eventually. It's that pick for pick, just because the league making trading. If it's literally just pick for pick, why wouldn't you trade to get the 103? I mean, why not? If there's nothing else in there besides the picks, I would just want the higher one. What about Brian Thomas or Coleman? I'm leaning Coleman. And I do like Brian Thomas Jr. And, I mean, there's a lot of people who are, like, hating on Trevor. But Trevor's solid, man. Trevor's solid. But I still want Coleman. Could you imagine if Coleman ends up being the number one for Josh Allen? Like, I don't know if he's going to be that this year, but like, who, I mean, they have Curtis Samuel over there. It's like the only other guy who I'm like, man, he should be good. He should get a lot of targets, but like, who else? I mean, Dalton Kincaid, like obviously, but.
Well, obviously.
And Coleman, he's grown on me because of his interviews and stuff. He just seems like a really good, seems like a really good person. Like, Boo's like really just like hyped about playing. And I'm not saying that's not Brian Thomas Jr. either, but I like the opportunity that Coleman has over Brian Thomas Jr. Because, yeah, I mean, Bills are going to have the run game. They got James Cook and Josh Allen, who should be running a lot. But, yeah, I mean, it's literally Curtis Samuel, Dalton Kincaid, Khalil Shakir, Shakira, and, like, that's it. All right, let's see. Tino, you still in here? Look at this. I saw this Bronny. They were showing one of his highlights from game three, and was him playing defense. And let's check it out.
See the mismatch right here? You got small against the big. I'd like to hope he'd create. Really fighting him well.
He's getting pushed around. JP said Coleman is hilarious. I love his sense of humor. Yeah. And so funny. They were like talking about his jacket. And it was funny how he kept wanting to brag. This is a $79 jacket right here. I know how to shop. I know how to shop. My mom taught me how to shop. He was like, see, you guys be buying your coats in the winter. I'll be buying my coats in the summer when they're on sale. So like, man, see, he's got some logic and some sense to him, man, that not a lot of people have. Mama raised him right. Arsenal said Houston loaded up on offense. Do they go further in the playoffs? If they don't get hurt, I feel like they do. I don't think they, I don't know if they're ready to make like the conference championship though. And didn't they lose in the first round last year? Let me see. I'm pretty sure, right? Or did they win the first game? I can't remember. Oh, yeah, yeah. They played Baltimore. Yeah, they lost the first round. And it's tough because, I mean, the AFC, there's just, it's way more top-heavy than the NFC. Like, I don't care what anybody says. Like, there's just way more teams that, like, we think can go farther in the playoffs than the NFC. And maybe things change, you know, this year. But as of now, I mean, the AFC is just way more deep than the NFC. Way more deep than the NFC. And, yeah, if they got to play the Chiefs, I mean, I guess if they win the division, I mean, they're probably not going to be playing, you know, if they win the division, they're probably not going to be playing the Chiefs or Baltimore. I mean, I guess that's assuming Baltimore, like, wins the division again. I mean, that division, the AFC North, I mean, that's one of the toughest in the NFL from top to bottom, for sure. I mean, all four teams were in contention there. And really, the Bengals, one of the main reasons they weren't in contention is Joe Burrow getting hurt. Tino said, you think Bronny fucking your shoulder draft stock? Oh, man. Jaws said about the jacket, what you mean, from JCPenney's, like we're all, like we're all hanging out there. I think it was it, where did he say it? Was it Nordstrom? Was it JCPenney? I don't even remember, but it was just funny how it got brought up. And that's a topic of conversation when he's doing his combine press conference. I just know I believe so, but they'll have a heck of an offense. If you look at who they picked up. Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, I trust me, I'm here every day, like, doing this stuff. And, you know, the addition of Diggs and Sergio Mix-a-Lot, for sure. I mean, that's given their offense a huge bump. Oh, Shedeur Sanders. Hey, come on, Hus, we got to remember these names. I'll remember them. And, man, I didn't get it, but I saw a video. It was a press conference, and someone was like, Shedeur's being looked at as like a first round draft pick right now, and one of the favorites to go to the Las Vegas Raiders. What do you think about that? And Dion was like, man, I like Las Vegas. I'll tell you, I like Las Vegas. He's like, we were just looking at some houses in the neighborhood over here, you know, just the other day. It's just funny how Dion answered that. And it's crazy that Shedeur is already being looked at as like a first rounder. I mean, let's see what he does this year. But I feel like he can only go up and up. And seeing that, those might be the games that we're watching on Saturday, because the Colorado games, I mean, those were the most hyped to me. I mean, at least to me, not watching college or anything, like, those were the games that everybody was hyping up more than anything. I mean, early in the season, you know, like after who the hell did they, I can't even remember who they beat or who they, you know, who they went the distance with. Yeah, Josh, I can't quite remember either. It was one of them though. Sharon said the Bengals almost played 10 teams that made the playoffs. Ridiculously tough schedule last year. I mean, shit. I mean, three of them are right in your division, right? I mean, didn't the Steelers make it last year also? Right? I mean, shit. That division produced as many playoff teams as you can produce from a division. You know, so now I know the Caitlin Clark haters. Now I know how they feel, because those games sucked, man. And I'll tell you, the game that I went to last week, it was last Tuesday that I went to see Caitlin Clark play the Aces at T-Mobile Arena. They literally said this was the highest attendance that T-Mobile Arena has ever had. It was like 20,000 and some change. They said it was the fifth highest attended WNBA game ever. Crazy. And like, Caitlin Clark fans, I mean, they showed out. And I mean, you see like the way that teams play Caitlin Clark, because she can't get to the bucket. She's very easy and predictable to defend. I'm not saying she's easy to defend. I'm saying it's very easy to predict what she's going to do. And, Vegas is the back-to-back champs, and they have the back-to-back MVP. And that's what's crazy. Asia Wilson, she's like, what is she? she's 6'3", 6'2", 6'3". Man, she could just get to the bucket like at will. Like, I mean, just crazy. I'm talking about WNBA players like this. But yeah, she was literally getting to the bucket at will. And a lot of it had to do with her footwork. And then what's the other chick's name? Plum. Man, she went over, she scored over 30 as well. She was like 6 for 10 from 3-point. Like there was just at one point she was not missing. Like everything that she was getting was going in. And the difference between a Kelsey Plum and a Caitlin Clark, Plum kept getting to the bucket. Like she kept forcing the issue of getting to the bucket and penetrating. And that's something that Caitlin did not do like at all. And I mean, maybe it's the defense. I mean, I know the Aces have like really dope defense, but yeah, that was like the difference between what I've seen from Caitlin, or what I saw from Caitlin Clark is very predictable of what she's going to do. And if she's like on one side of the court and like the ball's on the other side of the court, there are so many times where that ball was just not going to move back to her. Like she was kind of just like moving back to like take a defensive player away. And yeah, I think she was like the third highest scorer on her team that game. I think she had like 12. And Tina said, clip it, Caitlin Clark can't penetrate. It's not her fault, though. It's her team's fault because there's nobody on her team that takes players away. So, like, anytime Caitlin Clark even thought about penetrating, there's, like, two or three girls, like, in her way. So that's what I mean about can't penetrate. Like, it's not because of her skill set. It's because of how shitty her team is. It's because of how shitty her team is. And she was dropping like a lot of passes. She was dropping a lot of dimes like out there, and she should have had way more assists than what she did, because she dropped like a handful of like really nice passes where only her teammate, the offensive player, could make a play on the ball. But then we get a brick or I saw a couple times where she threw a nice pass and all the offensive player had to do, I mean, not even having to jump, but just kind of getting to the top of the ladder, and like a lot of missed passes like for that. And it was because of the way that she was passing it. It was out of the reach of the defender. So it was like the only place that she could pass it without a defender's hand, you know, easily being able to swat it. And like, yeah, her teammates are garbage. Like they better do something because it can't be fun for Caitlin. Like she's really good, really good. And her teammates just suck. She's dropping dimes out there a lot. She should have like double the amount of assists. Whatever she's averaging for the year, she should have like double, because she's a really good teammate. Like she was passing more than she was shooting, it seemed like. And yeah, my bad. It's her team. Yeah, it's not Caitlin's fault why she can't penetrate. It's because her team fucking sucks. That's why. And we'll say Caitlin Clark and penetrating. And Arsenal said Detroit Lions all the way. Your guys' thoughts? I'm going to say no, because Detroit is cursed. They're cursed. And like, for a team that's cursed, I'm never going to say that they're going to do it. Like they got to overcome the curse and prove it to me. I mean, shit, they made it to the Final Four last year, made it to the conference championship. Let's see if they could do it again. I feel like they only improved their team. I mean, maybe they lost a couple good defensive players. But, I feel they only improved on, all around. And what up, Chris in the house? Just that dude. He said, now weak teammates matter. Hey, come on, man. I'm just talking about one player specifically, okay? And LeBron played every single year with a fucking, with an all-star. And it is because the East sucked, but he played with an all-star every year. And well, is that Brittany Griner can penetrate more? I bet she can. I bet Brittany Griner, I bet she has a big one. That's for sure. That's for sure. Marco said they'll give Caitlin a strap on next time so she can penetrate the field. I mean, yes, there'll definitely be some penetrating out there, but there might be more getting in her way if she's coming with the strap, though. And to me, seems like amongst like social media and just like the shit that's being talked about, Caitlin Clark was being talked about more this year than any NBA player. Like, am I wrong for thinking that? Like, ever since the fucking pretty much ever since March Madness happened. And then when it got to like Sweet 16, and it's like, oh, if Angel Reese and Caitlin both win, they're both going to be playing each other in the Elite Eight. And Chris said, Brett, she's not going to be going downhill. She's 100 pounds soaking wet. Well, I know. Like, yeah, she gets pushed around a lot out there. But you don't get the joke with the strap and all that. Like, I mean, that's what we were saying. Getting some good, that's some good double penetration right there. And Tino said, I know, hussy, all Clark and all Bronny. See, it's like, man, those are the two. Bronny is the most talked about NBA player since the draft. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. And ever since, like, even just like the combine, like, just once the combine started, like, Bronny was talked about more than any, like, what NBA player, like Luka, Tatum, you know, like, I mean, the guys who were like there to like go all the way. Anthony Edwards. Yeah. I know people are talking a lot about Anthony Edwards for sure. Aren't they saying, I mean, are they? It said, y'all don't watch. Chris, get the fuck out of here. I don't care. Of course I don't watch. It sucks. That's why we need guys like you to tell us. I'm talking about what they're talking about in the media. In the media, okay? Wemby, yeah. I mean, Wemby's the man. And he's just huge. It just seems like he could just score at will. And but how bad are the Spurs right now? I know they just got Chris Paul, but like, how bad were the Spurs like last year? I mean, were they the Spurs that we always think of, the ones that are consistent and they're like making it to like the playoffs right in the middle? I didn't watch, so until it got to the close to the finals, I have no idea of what happened. Tino's now it's his French motherfucker. Okay, Tino said bad for sure. Did they only have Wemby? I mean. Yeah, like ever since the Spurs lost the big three, like, I don't know. Yeah. And Chris said LeBron's the most talked about player in history. For sure he is. He definitely is. And that's why I got to shit on him so much, because there's so many fucking clowns out there who have been saying he's the GOAT and the king since like he barely came into the league. He sucks. He's a shell of himself. French tickler talk now. Freda told me the whole story, Mr. French tickler. So funny. Freda Felcher. I remember you talking about her. Yeah. And Chris said, since high school, get it right. Okay, yeah. It don't matter. He's the most talked about guy ever, and he loses way more than he wins. Like, that's it. Like, he's a guy who can't get it done with the game on the line. Like, unless he has an Anthony Davis, you know, to be number one. Unless he has a Kyrie Irving to be the scorer with a game on the line. Another number one overall pick who has way better handles and is a way better scorer than LeBron. LeBron needed him to lean on. And then D Wade, his daddy D Wade, needed him and Chris Bosh, you know, needed to, you know, go out there and create the first super team that wasn't created via trade. It was created via, I don't know, him creating the storylines. And then remember, Chris, remember when he was like, watch, Miami Heat, we're not going to win not one. Nah, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, not eight. Like, he's the only one who can talk that much out of the side of his neck and, like, be absolutely fucking wrong but still get praised. Like, imagine anybody else in history saying, we're about to win like five championships in a row, and they don't. They win two championships. Probably talking shit about that person, but LeBron James gets a special pass. It's never been about winning. Like, LeBron's just hella hype. LeBron is the most overhyped player in sports history. Most overhyped player in sports history. Tino said, we went over this. LeBron's going to beat Jordan at game winners this season. Oh, man. No, he's not. No, he's not. And Chris said, how many chips Chris Bosh, AD, Kyrie got without LeBron? Don't matter. Don't matter. LeBron has zero championships where he is the main guy and the main scorer. Like, zero. Zero. With fourth quarter on the line, Anthony Davis, his big daddy Wade, and Kyrie. And Kyrie was in the finals this year. So, I mean, yeah, like, he didn't beat Boston, but, like, didn't the Lakers, didn't they get swept? Didn't the Lakers get swept? I'm sure. And Klay went to go play with Kyrie. Why didn't Klay go play with the Lakers if LeBron's that good? Klay actually knew he could have a chance to win with the Mavericks. He's gonna go be second fiddle to Bronny in the media, like, over there. Get out of here. That's why they ain't getting no kind of good free agents, because nobody wants to go to that circus. They're not gonna win. They're not gonna win nothing. Marco said LeBron's old. He needs a cane or a what? A roll it on the field. And Tino said because he wanted to start. Why wouldn't Klay start on the Lakers? I mean, is he a shell of himself now? I mean, I know he's old. I know it's not Klay of, you know, 7 years ago, 6 years ago, when he was probably at his peak. But why? Why wouldn't he start? Does he play the same position as LeBron? Is that why? I thought LeBron could play everywhere. And he said, you cool being second fiddle to Luka. How's that a flex? Well, I mean, the Mavs made the championship last year, and he would be third fiddle because Kyrie's still going to be above him in the pecking order. So, I mean, that's really what it is. Who do I want to play for? A team that's like a sideshow, that's like not going to win, or a team that just went to the finals that I might be able to help get over the hump? I mean, come on. It's very easy logic. Very easy logic. Austin Reeves. Okay. He's the Lakers' only good young talent. Okay. Well, there you go. I don't even know who the fuck Austin Reeves is. I thought you misspelled Austin Rivers at first glance. Man, Austin Rivers, like, he sounds real pissed. Like, I bet he has to deal with people calling him a Nepo baby very often, because he was coming really hardcore to Bronny's defense about being a Nepo baby. He was like, Nepo baby is not, it's not a thing, okay? It's not a thing. We all work hard. We all work hard. Oh, man. But yeah, LeBron's a bum. He's a bum. He was a bum then, and he's a bum now. Man, I couldn't imagine being second fiddle to LeBron right now. Because LeBron's already an assistant pimp. He's already Anthony Davis's assistant pimp. LeBron's always been the assistant pimp. He's just like, he's just a freak of nature. He's a freak of nature. He's a freak of nature who penetrates the lane and then passes because he's scared to go to the bucket. Marco said best position for LeBron is left swing man on the bench. Tino says hard to motivate a rich kid. Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's what LeBron said. Bronny don't give a fuck. Like, he's going to put in his work and then he's going to go home and play video games. Okay. He probably sucks at those too. But yeah, but you're right, Tino. I mean, shit, it's hard. And not even a rich kid. Like, it's hard to motivate, like, kids in general. Like, fuck, if you got, I mean, man, sometimes it's like hard, like, I have to motivate Noble by, like, you know, threatening to beat him. Like, not threatening to beat him physically, like, but threat, like, like, you know, if we're walking up the stairs, Noble, I'm gonna beat you up the stairs. And then he gets motivated. Oh, no, you're not. Noble gets motivated by potential losing. That's how I'm going to motivate. What Tino say? Said, bro, I don't get the hate for the kid. Said, what did he do for the hating? Something is like a sign of not being happy. You okay? I think that it's everybody's talking about him, so everyone's got to give an opinion. Like that, that's what it is. Says his dad got him a job, 9-10s. Dads in America would do that. Yeah, but it's different. It's different because sports is way different from you getting a job at, I don't know, your dad's restaurant or something. You know, like there's nowhere close. No, okay. Yeah, it's way different, Tino. It's 1,000,000% different because his dad is an employee. His dad's an employee, and his dad threatened to leave. That's not just, okay, I'm saying you should hire my son. It's now I'm threatening to leave. And then then Rich Paul saying, oh, nobody better draft him or he's going to Australia. Like, why any of that? Like, that's why everybody's talking shit and him only scoring 4 points a game. They could have got him as an undrafted free agent. And everybody knows that that's true. Will said, Bronny better not be the next, better not get his next booster. Oh, man. Yeah, I know he's his agent. How many other agents were like, hey, if you draft my client, he's not playing for your team? Nobody was going to draft him anyways, trust me. Just made him look like a big bitch. Like, that's all it made him look like. All it made him look like. He said, what agent tries to not get you in the league? I mean, that doesn't even make sense because we know why they said not to draft him. And Tino said, Chargers and Eli Manning. Yep, Chargers and Joey Bosa. He was going to be a big holdout. And who else? Who else? I know there was someone else, right? Was there anybody else? Wasn't John Elway. John Elway was like the first person to do that, right? Like, hell no, I'm not going to play in a cold weather city. All right. Eric Lindros and Quebec. Come on, bro. Bronny's not paying Rich Paul anything. It comes out of his paycheck. That's just might as well be the tax that he's paying to get into the league. He's not paying him nothing. Agents get paid after the fact. And yeah, if he doesn't get drafted, then he doesn't have to get $8 million. Just another thing. Yeah, what has he done to warrant getting $8 million? He should have been getting whatever the minimum was for a second rounder. If that was the minimum, hey, and so that's how agents work. Yeah. So what do you mean? Why would you pay your agent not to get you into the league? Yeah. We know why he said that. So I don't know why you want to pretend like he said, don't draft him. Like that wasn't like there wasn't one specific motive to saying that. So you got to just be honest. Like that's what it is. Like, you got to just be honest. And what up, Bakes? Let's smoke it up. Yeah. Marco said, if the Colts draft me, I'll play baseball. Yeah. Yeah. And he did get drafted to the Yankees. I would have been like, man, could you imagine like that whole like world? Like, that's just, it's crazy to think about. It was there. No, there was only one motive, Chris. And you just got to be honest with yourself. It was one motive. And it was to make sure that they established their dominance and that nobody drafted them besides the Lakers. That was it. That was it. that's it. Like, what other point is there? You just hate Bronny? No, I'm just being honest and calling it what it is. I said they could have picked him up as an undrafted free agent picks later. Like, what's hate about that? It's literally the truth. Nobody was gonna draft him. KP's agents get like 3-5% of the contract the player gets is how they get paid. Yeah, I know. I know. So, of course, you want him to get drafted by the team that would pay him the most. Because nobody else is going to pay him or draft him. And Chris said, why? Because you could have drafted a player that might have been actually worth drafting. Who knows? Bronny wasn't. Nobody was going to draft him. You pick him up as an undrafted free agent and you pay him less. Like, I'm talking from a business standpoint, not from, like, you know, a fanboy like standpoint. I'm talking about from a business standpoint. Marco said maybe he would be the goat catcher. Oh, man. Oh, have you seen anything about Eminem's new album saying that? What did he say? Toby got bit by a spider. I must have got bit by a goat. Sounds so fucking stupid. I'm curious of what that new album is going to be like. It doesn't sound too promising. Other teams would have drafted Bronny as trade bait. Why? Why? Why would they draft someone at the 56 through what's the last pick? 64? Why would anybody draft someone in the last 8 picks of the draft as trade bait? No, that's fucking stupid. Like, no, because he's not worth trade bait. Because no one's giving you a second rounder for him because he's not worth a second rounder. So, no, get out of here. Get out of here because the Lakers wanted him. Yeah, there was 54 picks that were before the Lakers picked him. People really wanted him that bad. Like, let's just be honest. We have to be honest with the way that things work. And no, if someone really wanted to draft him as trade bait, they would have drafted him earlier than that. They wouldn't have drafted him later than the Lakers pick because that would have shown that the Lakers don't care about getting him. They don't understand the NBA. I understand the draft process. And I understand that a guy who's doing better right now is Boogie Ellis, but he's like 3 years older than Bronny and his dad's not an NBA player. So he goes as an undrafted free agent to the Sacramento Kings and he's already doing better in the first 3 games of the summer league. Hey, the only reason why Bronny got picked is because of his dad, not because of his skills, not because of anything. Said, make it make sense. They literally played on the same team and he was better than Bronny. So, like, yeah, there's a reason why I compare the two. The only difference is one's daddy plays in the NBA and the other one is 3 years older than him and averaged 3 times the amount of scoring and pretty much 3 times every stat that Bronny had. And was actually like actually scoring more than 5 points a game, like on a shitty ass team. What team? You don't even know where Boogie Ellis plays at. You don't know where he played at in college. You don't know where he plays at in the NBA. Come on, man. You're supposed to be educating me, not the other way around. All right. We got one spot left in the Superflex. In the Superflex offense only. $30 dynasty. We got one person. Yeah, Chris said, who's Boogie Ellis? That's my point. He played on USC last year. He's from San Diego. He went to Mission Bay, same school that I went to. Played on the same team as Bronny. Had way better stats than Bronny, but he's 3 years older than him. He was a senior, not a freshman. He was a senior, and his daddy's not in the NBA, so he didn't get drafted. And he already has better stats in the first 3 games than Bronny. That's what I said. And Tino says, while the media hates media talking about Bronny, it's a circle. Marco said the Bronny hate podcast. And 30 teams didn't pick him. Why? Because he was a senior in college. And that's like horrible. Like you only want to pick guys that are like 19 and whose dad's played in the NBA. Why did Bronny get picked? You're still not saying that. It's not because he deserved it. It's because his dad wanted him to get drafted onto his team, but you'll never say it. Yeah, he's on the Kings. Kings are going to be way better than the Lakers. Kings just got DeMar DeRozan. They're going to be way better than the Lakers this year. Okay, so you're not, if you're going to go specific one for one,
how many seniors were drafted compared to freshmen. Do that math. Because I don't care about one specific player. Of course there's seniors play. Of course there's seniors drafted. There's 60 draft picks. Funny how you never like called me out on that, because I forgot there's only 60 draft picks, not 64. So that means that literally Bronny would have got drafted 56, 57, 58, 59, 60. That's five draft picks before he's an undrafted free agent. That's why I said, imagine having the name Bronny. Yeah. Yeah. That's one step away from fairy. One step away from fairy. And Chris, say you think DeRozan's a hog still? Is he not going to improve the Kings? Are you saying that DeMar DeRozan going to the Kings is going to make them worse? Is that what you're saying? Maybe Bronny got drafted because he can suck a mean dick. Okay, I mean, Marco went there, not me. I mean, maybe it's LeBron. Maybe he's the one who's good at it. LeBron's the one who had to make it happen. I mean, Bronny didn't have to do nothing. Don't worry, I will stick to football. And what? You'll stick to nothing, right? Because you don't talk about anything other than LeBron. Or Bronny. Said this man got wild hate. It's funny how you don't answer any question. You said DeMar DeRozan is a hog still. And I said you're saying that he's not going to improve the Kings. You still didn't answer that. Because why wouldn't he improve the Kings? Because he's trash? But Bronny's going to improve the Lakers because he's great, right? Like, man, that's the logic going on in your brain right now. Like, I know you're in Cali, and I know you smoked the good from Zach and Chipoka Waka. But, man, I mean, come on. You're just not even being realistic. You're not even being real, man. You're just saying whatever's in your fanboy heart about Bronny and LeBron. I don't think he moves the needle. But Bronny's going to move the needle for the Lakers, right? Go ahead and tell me. What Bronny's going to move the needle for the Lakers, right? Tell me that. I never said Bronny was changing the league. I didn't say changing the league. I said he's going to improve the Lakers. That's what I said. Yo, you never said that. Then why draft him? Why draft someone who can't even improve the team? Why? Tell me why anybody in the NBA would draft any player who they don't think can improve their team. Tell me why, Mr. Basketball, because that makes no sense. That makes zero sense. Picks 1 through 60 should be able to improve their team, because that means they're better than at least one person on the team. And Bronny's not better than nobody on the Lakers right now. But that's hate, even though it's facts. You just won't say it because you don't want to be real. We all know why it's his son. Next subject. I know. We got to get back to football anyways. Football is way, way more interesting than basketball. Basketball is fucking boring as hell right now. LeBron made it that way. LeBron made the NBA boring and whack. Second rounders barely make the team, fam. Okay. But he's going to make it. And it's not because of how good he is. That's my point. So why not draft someone who actually has a shot to make the team, like, realistically? Because you're fucking got a dog and pony show in LA. That's why. Cardinals picked Josh Rosen, and they thought it'll improve the team. Man, and then they can you believe that anybody has traded for Josh Rosen? Got traded by the fucking Dolphins. Can't believe it, man. And he got haters gonna hate. I mean, hey, telling the truth. If telling the truth is considered hating, I guess I'm a hater. I can't suck Bronny's nuts for no reason, man. I just really can't. I really can't. And nor does I'm sure that he wants anybody sucking his nuts as much as people are defending him. Well, so I have a really big keeper league question to ask. It involves a lot of players. 20 keepers. Are you up for the challenge? Bro, 20 keepers? Like, that's like your whole team. Like, get into a dynasty league already. Like, who? I mean, give me, I mean, you already know, like, for sure, guys, who you're going to keep. Why don't you give me, like, the last, you know, like, take your first 10 keepers off. Like, we don't need to talk about your top, top guys. Meanwhile, neither one of them can name a top three pick in the NBA draft. Lakers, meanwhile, sell jerseys from a second rounder. It's pretty obvious what's going on here. Same with Jamarcus Russell. I said it yesterday, though. Jamarcus Russell was not the worst draft pick of all time. He was the worst rookie contract of all time. You know who's the worst draft pick of all time? Trey Lance. Trey Lance. I said it when it happened. Gonna say it again. Trey Lance, worst draft pick of all time, because it was three first. You literally crippled your future to draft Trey Lance. And this was a team that was right on the brink of the Super Bowl. And any one of those three first rounders that they would have picked instead of him could have helped them get over the hump. Why is Shanahan so bad at drafting like the super, super talented guys? He can find these diamonds in the rough in the fourth, fifth, sixth round. But guys like Hufanga, I mean, he's awesome, and we talk about him for fantasy, but Hufanga ain't making you win a championship, you know? Like, who knows who they would have got? Even, I mean, I don't know. Even if they would have got Mac Jones with that pick that they had initially, maybe Mac Jones is still, as much of a bust as it has been or whatever anyways, and they still draft Brock Purdy, and the same thing kind of happens. But imagine whatever first rounder the next year after that. I know it's a low first rounder, but man, I mean, the possibilities, man. Trey Lance fucked it all up. Marco said Wandale, jawline Hyatt, Alec Pierce, keep one or drop two. And Jalen Hyatt. John, fuck you, bro. Come to YouTube, John, you son of a bitch. This is Jerry Swallows on YouTube. That looks like you're talking, I mean, on Facebook. Looks like you're talking to yourself. Yeah, I think you're the only person watching on Facebook right now. Probably keeping Jawline Hyatt. That's funny. Instead of Jalen Hyatt, Jawline Hyatt. Because I don't know. Do you really want to keep two Giants wide receivers? Like, I mean, if you want Wandale, you probably just draft him with your last pick or pick him up as an undrafted free agent or something. Like, yeah, I would just keep Jawline Hyatt. Yeah, Jalen Hyatt, that's who I'd be keeping. All right, here we go. All right, here, there's my style, Will. All right, keep four of these IDPs. Hutchinson, Montez Sweat, Ernest Jones, Nick Bolton, TJ Edward, Jordan Brooks, Mosley, Brisker, Bynum. Never mind. I don't want to answer that question. Like, fuck. Why do you, what do you mean keep four? I know, Marco. And Jawline Hyatt sounds way better. Dude, how the fuck are you only keeping four of these? You're only keeping four. You're keeping Hutchinson. You're keeping Ernest Jones, Nick Bolton, and TJ Edwards. But that sucks that you're only able to keep four. That sucks. That sucks. And Tino's laughing. You laughing about the Jawline Hyatt? That's the one. That's the one. And Zach said, who's your top five favorite IDP players to draft in later rounds? Ooh, in later rounds, Eric Kendricks, Josie Jewell. I mean, CJ Mosley does go kind of late, but I guess we'll leave him off. Jordan Brooks, though. Jordan Brooks has gone super late. Jordan Battle, someone you can get for free. That's four. Who's someone who you can pretty much get for free? That's what I'm trying to think. Like, who can you pretty much get for free? Oh. Damn it. This without looking at a board or anything. You know, probably L'Jarius Sneed. because you're able to get him so, so late right now. So, so late. Only four because I'm keeping 16 offense. Okay. I'm sure most people, how many starters do you have? I'm sure most people are going to do that also. Yeah, Cody Barton. Yeah, he is a sneaky one. Feel like I'd rather have, I mean, he's almost too sneaky, you know, because like he's been okay. Like, I mean, that's really it. He's been okay. I feel like I'd rather have, feel like I'd just rather have Singleton. All right. One more spot. That's all we need. One more spot to be filled and paid in the Superflex offense only. Yeah, Sanders got hurt and Jewel's gone, but it's still Singleton, man. It's still Singleton squad. He's gonna be the one. He's gonna be the one because I'm pretty sure Singleton even outscored Jewel last year. I mean, the tackles that Singleton racks up are just insane. But yeah, he's someone real late. Marco said, I would say problem with my IDPs, not sure who to keep. Well, throw them in there. Throw in the options. Let's see. Superflex. Three wide receivers, two RBs, one tight end, two flex, eight IDP. I mean, do you have a regular QB spot in there also? And yeah, I'm sure you'll be able to draft. I'm sure you'll be able to draft some guys there. Okay. Yeah. It just wasn't listed, but yeah. I feel it. You're probably, yeah, I mean, I would assume most people are going to kind of do what you're doing, where mostly offense is kept. Because I could have swore I heard on the radio that Ayuk signed his fifth year option, but I can't find it online. Huh. Let's see. Yeah, I don't think he's officially signed it. I mean, at least because, yeah, I'm not seeing anything that says that he signed it. And a headline from Niners Nation said, report, Brandon Ayuk is coming to terms that he'll play on his fifth year option in 2024. Yeah, I mean, it sucks. It sucks because he's definitely worth more than a 1 year, 14 mil deal. But that's why those rules are in place, though. It's not. I mean, it is to help the player, but it's always been more about the team, you know, getting that fifth year option at not a crazy like deal. Cause like what they want to do, they want to get that extension going to where they still play this year's. And then the money just continues more in the future. Will said 102, 110, 201, 301 best ball. So my team is loaded, just a preference as to who I keep or drop. In the end, probably won't matter, so I'll probably win the league again. I like it. Brian Burns, Nick Bosa, Logan Wilson, Avante David, Brisker, I'm assuming. Branch, Holland, Mack, Anal Zone, Josh Sweat, Cashman right now. I could keep eight. So how many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I mean, I'm keeping Nick Bosa. Yeah, especially two DLs, two everywhere. I mean, I'm keeping Nick Bosa and Brian Burns. I'm not letting them go. Keeping Logan Wilson. Keeping Brisker and Branch. That's probably it. I mean, the rest of these guys, I mean, you'll be able to draft later. Or better. So, yeah, Brian Burns, Nick Bosa, Logan Wilson, Brisker, Branch. Five of them. Keep five of them. Especially with IDP, like, I get it. You know, you don't have to keep that much. But there's going to be certain guys that are going to be sought after at their positions. I want to keep those guys that are going to be sought after. I mean, N'Kobe Dean, like, I mean, he's cooled off so much. Like, he really has. Probably don't even need to keep him. Probably just redraft him. Because that's the thing. It's not like you don't have a draft again. Zach says, why I drafted Fred Warner in the draft last night. He's projected. Why is he projected for 0 points in sleeper? I don't know. Don't even worry about the projections for IDP right now. Because, like, not everybody is projected for points. And I have no idea why. That'll change, though. Like, 1,000,000% it'll change. Once August comes around, I really feel like that's where that's when we're going to start getting projections of all the guys coming in. Because even the offense, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the projections are the projections, but it's so far, like, so far away that, like, the projections are like whatever some random person thinks they're going to get for the year. And then it's divided by 17. Like, I mean, it's a bad system right now. Will said Dean has competition now. Eagles brought someone in at LB. Well, it's Devin White. But they both, they're not playing the same position. They could both be on the field at the same time. But they did draft Jeremiah Trotter Jr., and I feel like that would really be the competition for N'Kobe Dean. Oh, you have to keep eight. Okay, well, if you have to keep eight, the guy, well, I mean, I wouldn't keep Josh Sweat, like, for sure. Like, wouldn't keep Khalil Mack. So probably Cashman, probably Anal Zone, and then Levante or Holland. Probably keep Levante. And, I mean, you need to go draft Holland. You can go get him, I'm sure. He's not going, like, any kind of early. Yep. Devin White, he's going to be going over there. It's going to be very interesting, man. Very interesting. Yeah. And Will said, is Trotter Jr. better than Bronny, though? I say yes. Yeah, I mean, if you want to get the equivalent to Bronny in the NFL, it's Brendan Rice. That's the equivalent of Bronny. Because he didn't deserve to be drafted, but yeah, I mean, they drafted him because of the name and went in the 7th round. Probably didn't deserve it. We'll see how much he works, though. And 7th rounders don't make the team a lot of times. Same as that, a lot of second rounders don't make the NBA squad. But we shall see. We shall see. I'm excited to watch preseason football. We got literally only a couple weeks before preseason football kicks off. And then don't forget, we got the streaming service. $40 a month. all live TV channels, every sports package out there. So you're gonna get all the NFL games, all the NBA games, all the MLB games, literally everything. And you get all the on-demand stuff as well. So, I mean, they got pretty much all the catalogs from Netflix, Max, Hulu, all that. $40 a month, save you some money. Yeah. Send me a message about it. And I've posted about it and posted links before. I'll post a link in Patreon, let people remind people, let them know. And before we get out of here, got to shout out the producers of the show. Appreciate you guys, the All Access members, the elite members, our superstar members, our ultimate members. Ultimate members are the ones who are subscribed on multiple platforms. Appreciate you guys. It's because of you guys we're able to do the show every day. All right. Yeah. And see, and then there's always someone on the contrary. Texan Stevie said some seventh rounders are Super Bowl champs. Yeah, I know. Name one. Name one. Because I'll name a back-to-back Super Bowl winner who is a seventh rounder. Let's see if Texan Stevie just got it off the top of the dome. And don't give me some seventh rounder who's like a bullshit backup. And I'm waiting, Texan Stevie. I got my name ready to go. I already know. Pacheco. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was going to say Shannon Sharp. But yeah, Pacheco's a seventh rounder who won a championship. Got me there. Now, how many seventh rounders have been drafted in the last 10 years? How many of them are Super Bowl champs? I bet more of them have not made the team than our Super Bowl champs. Agree or disagree? All right. One more bowl. Then we're going to get up out of here. And, man, I need the 420 crew to go hit the like button on the IDP videos. We got another IDP, the NFC West. I put that in short form. All right. Dex and Stevie said, I agree. Yeah, that's all I was saying. Most seventh rounders just don't make the team. I'm not saying all don't, because, yeah, we got the exceptions to the rule. And we love those guys because we get them super, super late. You get them super, super late. You better, Texas Stevie, you son of a bitch. You better go do it. Don't make me come over there. Don't make me come over there. You better go hit the damn like button. It's going to help you for your IDP draft, you asshole. You're in an IDP draft right now. Yeah, don't worry. Even if you fucks don't go like it. I'm gonna keep pushing through. We're gonna keep bringing the IDP heat, and it's gonna continue. Yeah, I got to do my top 25 IDP ranks. Still got the note right here. I just need to get the time in. It's tough, man. Top 25. That's it. And regardless of position, it doesn't even matter. Regardless of position. Khalil Mack will not be in my top 25, even though he finished there last year. It's crazy how Derek brought that up. He finished as IDP4 last year. All right. Woo. Let's see. What do we got today? We got a best ball draft. We got a best ball draft today. Let's go see. Let's go see how many spots we got open. It is broke. All right. All right. We only got six spots left in today's best ball draft. So don't sleep on it. Going down at 6 p.m. West Coast time. we're hitting our stride with the 30 for 30. We had Run Ricky Run, the U, the Pony Excess, Broke, You Don't Know Bo, Elway to Marino, and then we got a couple basketball ones, the Bad Boys, and Winning Time. Let me see how many. And then we got Brian and the Boz, Rand University, Straight Out of LA, Trojan War, Chasing Tyson. Got a couple good ones. Marco said fast or slow. So the one tonight at 6 p.m. West Coast time is a fast draft. There is slow drafts going on right now, though. That would be, which one's filling? The Elway to Marino slow draft. We got four spots left in that one. Smoke some weed. Dun, dun, dun. But yeah, the best ball draft getting bigger and better, bigger and better. We're about to be broke is the number 80 division. We're filling up to number 82 right now. All right. All right, good show. Been rocking for an hour and a half. Gonna stay consistent with these Q&A sessions. We know just as we get closer to the season, we're gonna get more and more people who are tapping in and chiming in. And Zach said, when will you post your IDP ranking? So I think I'm gonna work on those today. So I'm gonna work on my top 25, and we're gonna make a video around it. Nice. Zach's in the draft tonight. Sweet. Well, we'll be there. I should be on YouTube tonight. And Marco said, maybe we get 100 divisions. I mean, we should. We still have 2 months left of drafting. I mean, a little less than 2 months of drafting, but we'll see. We'll see how this week goes, because this week we're doing a draft Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. So let's see if we fill all five drafts this week, and then that might be a normal thing where we have like five fast drafts going per week, and then been filling like one to two slow drafts per week, and that put us on pace. That put us on a crazy pace if we're getting like five, six, seven, you know, drafts that start per week. All right, I'll put the link in the chat right now if anybody wants to get into this draft. As I said, we only have six spots left in this draft. Six p.m. West Coast start time. All right, I know we got Zach in there, man. K2's in there, Crispy's in there, Hawks fans in there, the Doe's in there. All right, there we go. We'll see you guys later for that. We might get a watch along with the receiver or Hard Knocks or something here pretty soon. So yeah, just be on the lookout for that. Turn on the notifications. Anyone watching this on replay and you made it all the way through, hit that subscribe button. We'll see you guys a little later. Peace out.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Here comes the y'all don't really want me now.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.